WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Governor Ron DeSantis and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley squared off on CNN in the final debate ahead of the Iowa caucuses. A major topic, the man who was not there, the Republican frontrunner, former President Donald Trump. DeSantis highlighted Trump's legal battles.
Donald Trump's going to lose that appeal. He's going to end up going to trial in front of a stacked left-wing D.C. jury of all Democrats. What are the odds that he's going to get through that? And that's not even talking about the validity of the charges.
Closing argument set for today in the civil fraud trial in New York against Trump's businesses. The UN's International Court of Justice hearing arguments in a case filed by South Africa that accuses Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians. Israel will present its defense tomorrow. A 66-year-old man was killed and three others were hurt in an avalanche at the Palisades Tahoe Ski Resort in California. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
On Tuesday, there were at least four crashes that happened in Greene County, which all owed to the snowy conditions. According to the Greene County Sheriff's Office, the first crash happened early in the morning on State Highway 104. The driver, a 27-year-old Duran man, lost control of the vehicle and crashed into a utility pole. The second crash happened later on Tuesday morning on State Highway 81 in Spring Grove. A 27-year-old Freeport woman was driving when she lost control of the vehicle and crashed into a culvert. She was injured but is expected to be okay. The third crash took place in the afternoon in Mount Pleasant when a 44-year-old Evansville man driving on County Highway EE lost control of the vehicle, went into the ditch, and flipped. The driver was not injured. And the fourth crash happened on State Highway 11 in the town of Monroe around 3 p.m. A 35-year-old Monroe woman lost control of the vehicle and then crashed into a fence. She was uninjured and drove her vehicle from the scene. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
We are tracking yet another winter storm that has potential to bring 6 or more inches of accumulation with wind and blowing snow starting late tonight through tomorrow, tomorrow night, even into Saturday. Stay tuned for updates on that. Today, mostly cloudy, although we will see a little sunshine, 29. Snow develops late tonight with a low of 22. If you love good barbecue, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25. 99.7.
But thinking nothing could go wrong. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. I'm Maddie Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday Eve. It's just about another weekend, and boy, are we ready. Are you ready for some more snow, though? Winter storm watch in effect. 6 or more inches of snow possible late tonight through Saturday morning. Here's Tiffany.
Children behave. That's what they say.
Max FM.
Tonight's a home, but you're not home. You're mine.
Addicted to Love. There is Robert Palmer. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We hope your morning's going well so far. Thank you so much for spending it with us. We always appreciate it. Now, when it comes to the 2023 movies, of course, big at the box office, Barbie and Oppenheimer continue to dominate this award season. Both films led yesterday's Screen Actors Guild Award nominations with four nods each. American Fiction and Killers of the Flower Moon followed with three nods each. The nominees for the top award, the best film, include American Fiction, Barbie, The Color Purple, Killers of the Flower Moon, and Oppenheimer. That's some pretty stiff competition. Succession actually received the most nominations on the television side with five nods each, while The Bear, Ted Lasso, and The Last of Us followed close behind with four nods each. It's always interesting to see how these different awards view these different films. And obviously, Screen Actors Guild Award right up there as far as some of the best, nominated by, you know, people in the industry. So it's always a special award for everybody involved in those films and TV shows. We've got to take a look at this forecast right now. We have a winter storm watch in effect with 6 or more inches of snow possible, some wind and some blowing snow as well. We are talking about things starting late tonight, continuing maybe all the way through Saturday morning. Mostly cloudy otherwise today, maybe some peaks of sun, a high near 29, and then that snow will develop late tonight with a low near 22. Right now, it's 26.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matron, President and CEO of Reedsburg Area Medical Center. I'm proud to announce that RAMC has received this prestigious honor for the third time. We've also earned the impressive ranking of 38th in the nation. That's a testament to the remarkable individuals who make up our team and their dedication to going beyond the expected each and every day. Thank you, RAMC team. Well done.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Yes, tis the season. Any phone free for new and current customers. See us at your local U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events.
They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
99.7
And Rob Thomas, I love that one to start the day. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget, birthdays and anniversaries coming up later on this morning. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Here's Belinda Carlisle. This is Mad About You.
Into the night time, somewhere between the two. And more.
99.7.
Fun. Glorious.
Max FM.
I got my first real six string. Bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried.
Summer of 69, there is Bryan Adams, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. We hope you're having a great morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Friday Eve, we love being able to start talking about Friday because that means the weekend is super close. We just got to hang in there a couple of days now, and who knows, with the way this weather sounds, we might even get another snow day. Thank you very much, Mother Nature. Now, if you're somebody who made New Year's resolutions to maybe get a little healthier in 2024, turns out it might be getting a little harder already to stick to those. A survey of 2,000 found that active people quit their health-related resolutions after just 7 weeks. So we're starting to count down to when we're going to be officially done with those. 29% admit to lasting less than 1 month. The average person starts to miss their favorite unhealthy food after 14 days. That's why you got to do a little calorie deficit, maybe work some of those things in there, because it's harder to miss them when you get to sneak them in every now and then. The Egg Life poll found that 1 in 6 active people believe that all foods high in calories are unhealthy, and 24% believe carbs should be always avoided. Common goals for active people include exercising more often, eating more nutritious foods, and consuming fewer carbs. I know it's a little easier said than done, especially when you see your favorite dessert or you get to take a whiff of like French fries cooking, and it's so hard. I get it. Enjoy the donut this morning. Forget about those New Year's resolutions and treat yourself to something awesome. Coming up, I mentioned the forecast and having another snow day. It's possible. We have a winter storm watch in effect as of right now. We are talking with this next system, 6 or more inches of snow, some wind and some blowing snow as well. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about what we can expect over the next 24 to 48 hours in just a moment. Plus, we'll have a look at sports here on Max FM.
Blast down the mountain in a tube, on skis, or a snowboard at Christmas Mountain Village in the Dells. Warm up around the fire or in mulligans with one of their delicious entrees. Check out what's happening at ChristmasMountainVillage.co and see you on the mountain.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Klezmet scored all 18 of his points in the second half, and A.J. Storr added 17 as the 15th-ranked Badgers knocked off Ohio State 71-60 in Big Ten action in Columbus. The Badgers now 4-0 in the Big Ten. They sit alone atop the conference. 11th-ranked Marquette not quite as fortunate. The Golden Eagles saw their 20-game Big East home court win streak come to an end, falling 69-62 to Butler at Fiserv Forum. Horizon League, the Green Bay Phoenix beat IUPUI 68-58. To maintain their hold on second place in the league at 5-2. Women's action, Badgers fell to Northwestern 74-69. Packers back on the practice field on Wednesday, getting ready for Sunday's wildcard playoff matchup at Dallas. Running back A.J. Dillon, the only member of the team that didn't take part in practice. In Seattle, Pete Carroll removed his head coach of the Seahawks. He will remain with the organization in an advisory role. Alabama head football coach Nick Saban retired yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We are tracking yet another winter storm that has potential to bring 6 or more inches of accumulation with wind and blowing snow starting late tonight through tomorrow. Tomorrow night, even into Saturday. Stay tuned for updates on that. Today, mostly cloudy, although we will see a little sunshine, 29. Snow develops late tonight with a low of 22. If you love good barbecue, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25. 99.7.
Oh! celebrate.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate. There's a party going on right here. A celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure? It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright, baby. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right.
Max FM with John Waite.
Circles. 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Stop me up, I'll never stop.
Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Taking a look at this forecast right now, we do have a winter storm watch in effect as of right now for 6 or more inches of snow, some wind, some blowing snow starting late tonight all the way through Saturday morning. Of course, we'll keep you updated on all the latest with the weather. Otherwise, today, mostly cloudy. We could see some peaks of sun on and off. 29 for a high. Then snow will develop late tonight down to 22. Right now, it's 26. Coming up this morning on Max FM, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. Plus, Finn and I are going to talk about the words that should be brought back in 2024, things that you probably haven't heard for quite some time. And it turns out that if you're an alien visiting this country from somewhere in outer space, the first place you should actually visit is Lexington, Kentucky. Yes, we are going to talk about that this morning as well. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up too. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. ABC News and local news coming up around 7 o'clock, sports later this morning with Mike Ganger, and all the music you need to start this Friday Eve. It's all coming up on 99.7 Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Just really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7.
That's rock, man.
Max FM.
Somebody kiss me.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah. survive.